你很难做这样的事，不是吗？
When we love Jesus with all our heart and treasure him with all our heart and worship him with all of our heart.
若是我们真的全心全意的爱我们的主，敬拜他的话，
It is easy to give a clear testimony about how beautiful he is.
那样的人呢，就很容易给人清楚的见证说我们的神多么的好。
How he washes away all your sin.
他怎样将我所有的罪洗净。
Amen. And delivers you from all your bondages.
他怎样解开我所有的捆绑？阿门吗
？Amen. So every time you worship, just think of it this way.
所以每一次你敬拜的时候，你要这样想。
I'm preparing my heart to share the testimony of Christ.、Amen?
我这样敬拜是为了帮助我预备自己，能够成为他的见证。
Amen. I'm celebrating how good He is here in the house.
我在神的家庆祝他如何的美好。
So I might share that testimony outside the house.
好叫我能够在他的家以外也能够宣扬他的美好。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Good morning.
早安。
We're doing this different this morning. Is that okay?
今天早晨我们的方式稍微有点不同，好吗？
Is that okay?
可以吗？
Praise God.I finally figured out my message while I was sitting there worshiping the Lord this morning.
当我在那里与大家一同敬拜的时候，我对我今天早晨要讲的分享就突然很清楚。
In just a moment like that, it made more sense what I was sharing this morning.
在那一刻，突然我今天要讲的信息在我里面就很清楚。
Amen.
Amen.
This issue of contentment is such an important topic, isn't it?
这个主题，知足这个主题是这么重要的一个主题。
I mean, the truth is, our culture, our society, this generation.
我们的社会，我们这个时代。
They suffer from terrible discontentment.
因着不满足而深深受苦。
Young and old alike, everywhere you go.
不管是老或少，你去任何地方都是如此。
Everyone is discontent.
许多人都是不满足。
Everyone is given to complaining about something.
每一个人都有可抱怨的事情。
That should not be our testimony.
但是那却不应该是我们的光景。阿们吗？
Because the scripture reminds us of us, the believers in Jesus.
圣经很清楚对我们这些信耶稣基督的人说。
Above all else, have found the source of true contentment.
在万事里，我都已经得到了知足的秘诀。
The fountain from which flow all of our needs.
因为里面有一个泉源涌上来，可以满足我所有的需要。阿门吗？
So I am calling us today, myself, starting with myself.
从我自己开始，我在这里有一个呼召。
To repent,
我们要悔改。
To run away from,
我们要逃离。
Any little bit of grumbling and complaining and being dissatisfied.
任何一点点的抱怨或者是不满足。
Amen.
Amen 吗？
Does that make sense? Anybody in here a little bit picky sometimes?
在座有没有人是很吹毛瑕疵的？
Oh, I like this and I don't like that.
哦，我喜欢这个，可是我不喜欢那个。
Yeah, cook it just this way. No, not that way.
你要煮这个，用这个方法煮， you know, 不要用那个方法煮。
There are some people that you go to out to eat with them.
有些人你跟他一起出去吃饭。
And the meal is always wrong.
总那个饭菜总是哪里是不对的。
We won't bring up any names.
我们不是说某某人字啊。
But you know what I'm talking about.
但是你知道我什么意思，对吗？
We don't want to be like that.
我们不要做那样的人。
Lord help us.
愿主帮助我们。
Well, in 1 Corinthians 10, 11 through 12,
林前十章十一到十二节这么说。
In this epistle of Paul written to the Corinthian church,
这是保罗写给哥林多教会的书信。
Paul begins to tell the story or bring examples from the Old Testament.To this New Testament church.
在这里，保罗呢用旧约里以色列的光景作为一个借鉴，来告诉哥林多教会的人。
And along the way, he reminds them of this verse or this truth. Now it's our verse.
在他的书信里呢，他提醒他们这一件事，就是我现在讲的经节。
First Corinthians 10:11-12.
林前十章十一到十二节。
These things happen to them.
他们遭遇这些事。
The children of Israel.
以色列百姓是他们
As an example,
都要作为一个借鉴
and were written for our instruction,
并且写在经上
on whom the ends of the ages have come,
正是警戒我们这末世的人。
So let the one who thinks he is standing be careful that he does not fall.
所以自己以为站立得稳的，需要谨慎，免得跌倒。
Paul is reminding the Corinthian church that the children of Israel, as they went through the wilderness, made a lot of mistakes.
所以保罗提醒哥林多教会的圣徒们，以色列人百姓在旷野里犯了许多的错误。
They made a lot of bad choices.
他们做了许多错误的抉择。
And many of them never received the full benefit of God's promises in the promised land.
所以许多人没有办法得着神那个应许的满足。
Because they grumbled and complained.
因为他们抱怨。
Because they were discontent.
他们不满足。
And they were unbelieving. They didn't believe what God had said.
而且他们不相信神所说的话。
So Paul is reminding this Corinthian church, remember what their lives were like and what happened to them.
所以保罗在那里提醒哥林多教会的圣徒，记得吗？以色列人的光景。
Pay attention and let their lives be a point of instruction and teaching to you that you don't make the same mistakes.
注意啊，以他们为借鉴，成为你的一个榜样，好叫你不犯一样的错误。
Amen?
Amen, ma.
You know, there are some believers that, you know, you start reading from the Old Testament, they say, oh, that's Old Testament, brother.
很多时候我们读旧约的时候，我们说啊，那是旧约时代的人。
That doesn't apply to us.
对我是不适用的。
Well, here he is, the Apostle Paul, reminding us that their example does apply to our situation.
在这里，保罗在新约的时代却告诉我们，他们的遭遇是我们的借鉴，对我们是适用的。
There are things that happen to them that we need to avoid in our own lives.
发生在他们身上的事，我们得小心，免得在我们身上重演。
Amen.
Amen.
And at the top of that list,
在这个单子的最顶端
was this dissatisfied, discontent attitude.
就是这个不满足、不满意的态度。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's just humble ourselves today and come ready to receive what God's word says.
所以我们就带着一个谦卑的心来领受神的话语。
Amen.
Amen.
First off, God was a good shepherd that led his children through the wilderness just like a flock.
第一个我们要认识就是说，我们的神是一个好牧者，他带领他以色列的群羊经过旷野。
Where the shepherd led, he provided.
无论牧人带羊去哪里，他都会供应他们的需要。
When people followed, all their needs were met.
只要我们跟随牧者，我们的需要都会得着供应。阿门吗？
If we follow the good shepherd,
如果我们跟随一个好牧人，
we can say with the psalmist in the 23rd psalm,
我们可以像诗篇二十三篇第一节所说的，
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。
What a powerful promise that is.
这是何等有力量的一个应许啊。
Now let me just put a little qualifier on that.
让我稍微这个解释一下。
You might not always get it the way you expected.
你不会总是得着你想你期望的。
Get it on the time on your own schedule,
或者根据你觉得该发生的时间而得到。
But his provision is always there.
但是他的供应总是应时在那里。
What do you need this morning?
今天早晨你所需要的是什么？
What are you praying for?
你今天早上祈求的是什么？
Where is your hand empty that you want God to fill it?
哪里是有需要你希望神供应的？
We just so this is.Two things we want to encourage ourselves about today.
今天早晨有两件事我要彼此鼓励的。
Not to grumble and complain.
不要抱怨。
But also to have perfect confidence that God will provide.
并且要有一个十足的信心，我的神会供应的。阿门吗？
God will provide in your, on your job.
神会为你预备工作。
With your family.
为你预备家庭。
In your marriage.
预备婚姻。
With your children.
预备你的孩子。
With all your hopes and expectations, the ones that God has promised, He will provide.
在你所有的期许的里面， Amen. 神应许他会供应。
Amen.
Amen.
This is why we gather on Sunday, isn't it?
这就是为什么主日我们聚在一起。
To look at one another and say, God will provide.
让我们可以彼此听你说，神必供应。神是信实的。
Don't give up. Don't lose heart. Don't get scared.
不要失去盼望。不要不信。不要害怕。
Amen. Do that to somebody there sitting next to you.
对你的同伴说，神必供应。
Don't give up. Don't be frightened.
不要放弃。不要害怕。
God will provide.
神必定供应。
Yes. That feels good, doesn't it, to say that?
这样说是不是很舒服？感觉是不是很好？
Amen.
Amen.
So, this amazing story, the children of Israel had just passed through the Red Sea. They'd just been freed from slavery.
在那个一个时刻呢，就是他们刚刚经过大而可畏的红海，离开了为奴之家。
In Egypt, the Israelites were despised and mistreated and abused.
在埃及的时候，以色列人是被藐视的，被虐待的。
In Egypt, they were not a blessed people.
在埃及，他们不是一个蒙福的百姓。
And God raises up one of their own, Moses.
所以神在他们当中兴起了摩西。
He'd send him to the wilderness to be a shepherd.
带他到了旷野学习做牧者。
And he came back to deliver his people.
带他回来释放他的百姓。
He came back to love his people.
摩西从旷野里回来学习爱神的百姓。
And to pray them right into the promised land.
并且带着他们借着祷告进入应许之地。
To prove that God was good and that all of his promises were good towards them. Amen.
证明神是良善美好的，而且他的应许也是好的。
And time and time again he demonstrated that God was faithful.
他一再的证明神是信实的。
As he led, they followed.
他领的时候百姓就跟随。
But right away, after crossing the Red Sea,
他们刚过了红海。
It wasn't a minute.
没有几分钟的事。
It wasn't a minute till they started to feel a need for something.
他们开始觉得有这个需要，那个需要。
You know, it's a funny thing about being a slave.
你知道做奴隶是一个很特别的情况。
You're working for somebody else. You're wearing chains.
你带着锁链替某人工作。
You're told what you can do, what you can't do, where you sleep, where you live.
所有的事都是人告诉你可做的、不可做的，在哪里睡觉。
But they do kind of feed you sometimes, amen?
但是主人呢是有一个责任，就是让你吃饱。
They keep you with enough water and food so you can keep on serving them.
他们给你足够的食物和水，所以你可以继续的服侍他们。
Well, when the water ran out, the children of Israel started to be tested.
所以在旷野里，当没有水的时候，以色列百姓就开始被受试验。
So let's start in Exodus 15 first.
所以在出埃及记第十六章的十五节。
Exodus 15:22.
出埃及记十五章。
So
二十二节。
So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, then they went into the wilderness of Shur.And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water.
摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了苏尔的旷野，在旷野里走了三天，找不着水。
It's an interesting thing, 3 days.
三天。
Did you know 3 days is about all you can go without water?
你知道吗？大概一个人也只能三天没有水。
Right?After 3 days, your body you know, starts to faint when you don't have water.
三天之后，你就开始虚脱。
And it seems the Lord brought them right up to the edge of fainting.
好像神把他们带到一个这个边缘，几乎要昏厥的边缘。
20:23, the same chapter.
十五章二十三节说到。
Now they came to Marah.
到了马拉。
They could not drink the water of Marah.
他们不能喝那里的水。
For they were bitter. That's literally what the word Mara means, is bitterness.
因为水苦，所以他们称那地叫马拉。
Therefore, the name of it was called Mara.
所以那名地叫马拉。
Verse 24.
二十四节说到。
And the people complained against Moses.
百姓就向摩西发怨言说。
Saying, "What shall we drink?"
我们喝什么呢？
Can you imagine thousands of people? What shall we drink?
你可以想象吗？上百万人一起呼喊，
oh,
我们能喝什么呢？
Complaining and fainting. What shall we drink?
他们可昏了，在那里抱怨说，我们能喝什么呢？
So the same wonderful man that had just led them out of captivity.
刚才这个伟大的摩西刚刚带他们出了为奴之家。
You know, they turned their focus on him and started crying out and complaining against him.
同样的，这个伟大的领导现在是他们抱怨的对象。
Have you ever noticed this about yourself when you're tempted to complain?
你有没有发现，当你想要抱怨的时候
，There's usually somebody that you're wanting to blame for the problem.
你总是能够找到一个人接受你责备。
You know, oh, I don't have what I need. Oh, it.That person, you know.
因着那个人，我遇到这个难处。
Attached to the complaint, right?
总是可以找到一个对象来作为抱怨。
We always want somebody to blame.
我们总是希望找一个人我们可以抱怨的。
It definitely couldn't be our problem.
当然不是我的问题。
And we're a little nervous or afraid to complain against the one that we're really complaining against, and that's God.
那很多时候呢，我们实在很紧张，并不愿意直接来抱怨我们的神。
So somebody needs to be blamed, amen.
但是呢，你总得找一个人来抱怨。
Look what Moses does.
所以摩西的反应是什么？
You know, when others cast complaints upon you,
当别人来报对你发出抱怨的时候
Now, let me just say this in passing, because I don't think we're going to get there, but later on in the book of Numbers,
后来呢来到民数记的时候
the people complained and complained again,
and 百姓一再的抱怨
and Moses then, it kind of got on him, and he complained to the Lord.
摩西到这个地步有点受不了了，他就开始抱怨神。
I think it's actually we won't turn there today, but I think it's actually Numbers 11 when he does that.
我相信在民数记十一章的时候，摩西开始怪神了。
So the people start complaining and complaining against him.
因为神的百姓一直在怪摩西。
And it gets on Moses.
到了一个程度，摩西有一点受不了了。
And he starts crying out, "Oh God, just kill me!"
所以他开始跟神发出怨言。说你干脆杀了我吧
Take these people away from me.
叫把这些人从我的生命中移走
Take me out of here. I just can't handle it.
把我提出去我是没有办法处理这个状况
Now every parent can relate to what I'm just described.
在座的父母是不是都能够了解我在说什么
right? Where the kids start complaining, Mom this, Dad that, wah, wah, wah.
当你的孩子一再的埋怨一再的埋怨的时候
I'm just going to run away. Have you ever felt that way?、Parents?
你有没有想说哎呦我得躲起来
Someone
我得跑走
me, take me away from this place.、
哦、主啊你派个人来把我带走吧
And we're doing the same thing that our kids are doing just about a different topic
很多时候我们做的跟我们孩子做的是一样的只是为了不同的事情
But I want to give you an example of what godly leadership does
但是我要给你看一下一个属神的领导是怎么样反应的
well, That's not the most godly way to do it, right?
你知道向神抱怨或者埋怨神不是一个最属灵的反应
Verse 25
在25节说
The people complained.
百姓向摩西发出怨言。
And Moses turned it into a prayer.
摩西就将这些怨言化为祷告。
We all know that complaining isn't productive, isn't it?
我们知道抱怨是非常没有效力的。
Anything good ever come about out of complaining?
有没有什么好事因着我们抱怨而发生的？
And talking about all the problems and over and over and over and over.
你一直重复你的问题，然后一直埋怨，有没有什么好结果？
We take that complaint or that temptation to complain.
但我们应该把我们的怨言或者那个叫我们发怨言的试探
And Moses just turns it into a prayer.
把它化成一个向神的祷告
God, these people are about to kill me.
神啊这群百姓要杀我们
But you, Lord, you,
God provides
to them. Amen?
你是供应者
Just a helpful tip along the way, right, for us as we remember.In the days ahead when we're tempted to do it again, turn it into a prayer.
这是一个很好的提醒因为有更多的难处在我们的人生的路上等着我们
Now I'm talking to myself.
把难处化为祷告我对自己也是这样提醒
So he cried out, he prayed to the Lord.
摩西呼求耶和华
And the Lord showed him a tree.
耶和华就指示他一棵树
Praise God, he gave God, Moses this special wisdom.
神给他一个特别的智慧感谢
How to take a bad situation,
怎样把一个很糟糕的状况
something that was bitter,
充满了苦的
and make it sweet,
让它成为甘甜的
by just adding something that was right there,
只是从当地直接使用一个东西加进去就解决了
But Moses didn't see this till he prayed and God gave him wisdom.
但是摩西是没有看到这个解决之道直到他向神寻求智慧
So the Lord showed him a tree.
所以神指示他有一棵树。
When he cast it into the waters were made sweet.
他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
And there he made a statute and an ordinance for them, and there he tested them.
耶和华在那里为他们定了律例典章，在那里试验他们。
So the Lord tells the children of Israel.
所以神告诉以色列百姓
If you listen to the voice of the Lord your God and do what is right in his sight, give ear to his commandments and keep his statutes, I will put none of the diseases on you which I have brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that heals you.
他说你若留意听耶和华你神的话又行我眼中看为正的事、Amen. 留心听我的诫命守我一切的律例我就不将所加于埃及人的疾病加在你身上因为我耶和华是医治你的
So sometimes God puts a need in our life.
所以很多时候神允许我们有需要。
That we might discover a whole new part of who God is.
好让我们能够发现神新的部分。
They have this trial with this bitter water.
在这里以色列遇见一个试炼，就是水是苦的。
The Lord gave Moses this wisdom, put this tree in there.
神给摩西一个智慧，把树丢在水里。
And along the way, He reminds them.
然后提醒他们。
I'm going to take care of you.
我会照顾你们的。
I'm going to provide for you.
我会供应你的需要。
I'm the Lord that heals you.
我是那位医治你的神。
If you follow me and obey me and seek me, none of the diseases that used to plague you in Egypt will follow you here.
你若是跟随我，遵守我的律例典章，这所有发生在埃及人身上的疾病，必不发生在你身上。
Most of the time, we don't discover more of God's grace.
很多时候，我们怎样可以更多发现神的恩典呢？
Till we get put in the position where we need that grace.
乃是等到神把我们放在一个地位时，我们是需要他的恩典。
Many of the people that have actually discovered some of the wonderful truths of God's healing power.
很多神的儿女怎么样发现到神的医治恩典这个真理的？
They first became sick themselves to dig a little deeper into God's word.
那是因为他们生病了，他们就来寻找神的话。
That's interesting, isn't it?
这是不是很有意思？
I mean, there's a lot of things that we actually have a lack in our life before we discover the resources and the treasure of God that's in His Word.
很多时候，因为我们先有了一个需要，才引导我们来寻找神话中的资源与祝福。
We get in God's Word and we go, wow, I didn't even realize there's a promise about that.
因为我们有一个需要，我们来读主的话，才说，哦，我都不知道神有这样的应许。
You know, you have a crisis in your family with your kids.
你在家中，也许你的孩子出了问题。
Everybody's turning against one another.
整个家里好像人人都成为仇人。
You dig in there a little deeper, and God shows you some promises about
that. 你在神的面前寻求，突然你看到神的话语中的应许。
You begin to pray those promises, stand on those promises, apply the word of God.
你因此站在神的话语上开始祷告，再开始宣告，开始适用在你的家中。然后呢，他的应许就临到了。
So also as you're going through various trials that are tempting you to be discontent and complain.
所以当你遇见难处或试炼的时候，这些情况让你很想来抱怨。
Tempting you to be afraid.
让你害怕。
First ask yourself.
首先要问我们自己。
As you cry out to the Lord.
我向神呼求了吗？
Is there a resource? Is there a blessing? Is there a provision, God?
在神那里有没有一个资源，有没有一个预备
？That I've overlooked in your word.
是我没有注意到，但是却在神话语中已经存在的。
This is also how we offset this temptation to complain.
这样做的时候，也帮我们克制那个想要抱怨的欲望。
Turn your temptation to complain into a prayer for God's wisdom.
把那个要抱怨的试探改成向神呼求的智慧。
Amen.
Amen.
Oftentimes, you know, when something goes wrong and causes a lack in our life,
很多时候呢，事情啊出发生，让我们的生活遇到了难处。
We're either doing it the wrong way.
那你要检查一下，也许是因为我们做错了。
You know, or we've ignored one of God's promises.
或者我忽略了神那里的应许。
Amen.
Amen.
So let's keep on going.
那我们继续读下去。
Verse 27.And then they came to Elim where there were 12 wells of water and 70 palm trees.
27节他们来到了以林在那里有12股水泉70棵
So they camped by the water.
70棵棕树他们就在那里的水边安营。
So they worked through that trial with at the Marah, the bitter waters.
所以他们经过一个试炼，就是经过苦水的马拉。
And they moved on to Elim where there was abundance of water.
来到了以林，那里有丰富的水源。
Exodus 16 verse 1.
在出埃及记16章第一节说到。
And they journeyed, Yes, and they journeyed from Elim, and all the congregation and the children of Israel came to the wilderness of Sin, which is between Elim and Sinai.
讲到以色列全会众就从以林起行，在出埃及记第二个月的十五日，来到了以林和西乃的中间，就是旬的旷野。
Again, they're barely out of slavery.
他们才刚刚离开为奴之家。
It's on the 15th day of the second month after they had departed from the land of Egypt.
因为在时间上，他们出埃及记才来到第二个月的第十五天。
Isn't it amazing how some bad circumstances in our life can make us forget quickly the goodness of God?
很多时候，我们生命中的难处就会让我们很快就忘记了我们才蒙的神的恩典。
Have you ever found yourself moving from a time of great blessing and encouragement in the Lord?
你有没有发现一下子我们就离开了原我们才不久前得到的鼓励和神的恩典
Maybe you had a wonderful time in church on Sunday fellowshipping with the saints
星期天早上我们在这里敬拜然后与众圣徒有美好的交通
And there's some problem at work on Monday morning
星期一早上在办公室出了一点状况
There's some conflict There's some problem that you can't easily solve
你遇到一些并不容易解决的问题
And you're tempted, you get amnesia, you forget about the blessing, all you can think about is the problem.
你好像立刻得了失忆症，忘了昨天的恩典，今天就开始抱怨了。
Verse 2, 16:2.
第十六章第二节说到。
Then the whole congregation.
以色列全会众。
Thousands of people.
上百万的人。
The congregation of the children of Israel complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness.
在旷野向摩西亚伦发怨言。
They're not slaves anymore.
他们不再是奴隶了。
They're totally free.
他们完全自由。
God is miraculously doing all these signs and wonders to deliver them and lead them through the wilderness to a land that is going to be totally their own.
神行了大的神迹奇事，从为奴之家释放他们出来，要带他们进去那个美好的应许之地。
And suddenly, they're without a little bit of food and everything changes.
突然之间只是因为没有食物呢他们就开始抱怨完全改变
You know, think about it, calculate it, estimate it
你稍微评估一下计算一下
What are the things that you're being tested to complain about
想想你现在好像被试探的想要抱怨的是什么事
Compared to all the wonderful things that God has just recently done
再把这件事呢跟你所有最近经历的恩典祝福所有神的预备所有的好的事神给你的比比
All the wonderful connections, the things that God is doing
你与神美好的连结神在你生命中所做的美好的事情比比
It is a little bit like amnesia
好像是不是是不是得了失忆症
you know, you bump your head on a problem,
是不是因为这个难处像一个什么东西你把你脑袋撞上去
and
你就忘了前面的事
and suddenly you can't remember all the good things God was doing the day before yesterday
这些难处撞了你一下 你就忘了所有神的恩惠包括昨天才发生的
this is why I always tell young believers if you can you got a journal write down what God's doing in your life
因此我常常劝初信者 你如果能够做一个祷告的日记把你的祷告跟神的答应写下
So you have a record of the good things that God's been doing. So you will remember, right?
所以能够有一个清楚的记录神的作为在你的生命中，你就会记得了。
You know, that's how David accomplished, moved on in faith. He remembered the benefits of God.
这就是大卫如何能够在所有艰难里面仍然充满信心往前，因为他没有忘记神一切的恩惠。
To keep walking in faith when things got challenging.
而他能够在所有的挑战中能够继续凭信往前。
Do you have trouble praying sometimes?
你是不是有的时候觉得很难祷告？
Do you have trouble believing sometimes?
或者很难来相信？
This helps me every time.
这样的练习每一次都帮助我。
I sit down and I get on my computer or I get my little piece of notebook out, paper out.
我或者把它打在记录在电脑里或者写在笔记本里。
And I start making a list of all the good things that God has done in my life.
我开始详细记载神在我生命中的恩惠。
You know, it's funny, you go, oh, well, that's really good. Yeah, I like that. There's one thing.
哦，是 OK, 有这么一件事。
Well, there's something else.
哦，还有这一件事。哦，还有另外一件事。
And before long, you just see, here it comes. Just one after another, you have this long list and pretty soon you're worshiping the Lord
很快的一件接一件都来到你的记忆里，等到你写差不多的时候，
you,
你的信心就从你里面升起，你忍不住要开始敬拜赞美他。
To remember something, to recollect something is a spiritual discipline and not just this strange thing that happens in your head sometimes.
记住或者能够回忆到过去蒙的恩典，这是一个属灵的一个自守，属灵的一个自律。
That's why we read God's word every day.
所以我们才要每一天读主的话。
That, so we might remember, amen?
我们才会记得啊。
We remember the truths of God that are unchanging, that are always the same.
记得在神那边的真理是永不改变的。
So the whole congregation was complaining.
在这里，以色列全会众在旷野。
The whole congregation was attacking the very ones that were leading and helping them out of slavery.
他们发怨言，抱怨攻击的对象就是那个带他们从为奴之家出来的摩西和亚伦。
So can you imagine this? These were the men that helped them be free of their bonds.
想一想，这两个领导是帮助他们得释放的人。
And there's no food, so now they're the enemy.
只是因为好像没有食物了，他们就把他们变成敌人了。
Wow. Verse 3, and the children of Israel said to them, Oh!
所以十六章三节说
Oh! How do you define Oh?
你要怎么定义 Oh! 这种字啊
It's a word that communicates deep emotion, a crisis, a desperation.
这个字呢是充满了感情，可以说是带着很深的失望和埋怨。
It's something they feel strongly about.
他们的感觉很强烈的时候。
Oh, that we had died in the hand of the Lord, in the land of Egypt.
Oh, 巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下。Wow.
This is crazy, isn't it? They're just like, I wish we were dead.
这实在有点疯狂，不是吗？这一群人居然说我宁愿我是死的。
Oh, and they start fondly they're remembering the wrong things now.
他们现在记得一些事，但是是记得不该记得的事。
You know, it's as we remember the good things that we can cast off discontentment.
我们说我们要记得神的恩惠，所以我们可以平信往前，对不对？
But the actual temptation to be discontent is usually...A temptation to remember the wrong things.
但是抱怨带来的试探就叫我们想起不该想起的错的事情。
Do you have a list of the wrong things in your head?
你脑子里有没有一个名单，就是所有的错误？
I can always tell when someone has a problem in their life when I'm talking to them.
我很容易可以发现一个人他有什么问题。
Or as I'm looking at my own heart.
或者我检查我的心的时候。
Do I have this little drop-down menu? You know, it's like on a little website. You know, you click that little thing and...
就好像你看网站的时候常常有那个菜单，它是列出很多的选择。
All these complaints,
我一看那个名单
all these things that went wrong,
都是我的错误，我人生中错误的事，不对的事。
You have a full list,
你有一个很长的单子。
Just like that.
就是这样子。
It didn't take you a second to remember all the problems.
不花任何时间你就想起你所有的问题。
But what the good things that God did,
但是叫你想想神的恩惠，你说啊。
That was a long time ago, last week.
好久，那是上礼拜的事，记不得了。
That's exactly what's going on with the children of Israel here.
这就是以色列百姓当时的状况。
And the children of Israel said to him, Oh, that we had died in the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt.
巴不得我们早死在埃及地耶和华的手下。
When we sat by the pots of meat,
那时候我们坐在肉锅旁。
And we ate bread to the full,
吃得饱足。
For you have brought us out into the wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger.
但是你把我们从那里领出来到这个旷野是叫这全会众都饿死啊。
Remember the good old days when we were slaves and we could eat all the meat we wanted?
记得我们做奴隶的时候多好坐在肉锅旁随我们吃。
Doesn't exactly make sense, does it?
这实在是莫名其妙。
It wasn't that God wasn't providing, he always did.
并不说神不会供应他们，神总是供应的。
Now they lost perspective.
但是呢，他们这个眼光出了问题。
What was happening right then in that moment made them forget what God had just done the other day.
他们在那个时刻的需要让他们忘记了前一个时刻神的供应。
They totally lost perspective.
他们的整个的看法出了问题。
So, but I want to read you a few verses how the Lord provided for the children of Israel as over that 40 years that they traveled through the wilderness.
我要告诉你们，在那四十年之久，神在旷野里怎样为他的百姓预备。
Deuteronomy 29:5.
在生命记。
For 40 years I led you through the wilderness, yet your clothes and sandals did not wear out.
有40年之久在旷野里我为你预备，你的衣服没有穿破，你的脚鞋子没有穿坏。
Anybody have a pair of shoes that you were wearing 40 years ago?
谁有一双鞋是40年之久都没有坏的？
A pair of pants?
或者有一双有任何的裤子。
Well, we probably have outgrown those, right?
我想我们都已经穿不下了，不是吗？
But they had these clothes that never wore out as they followed in the shadow of God.
但是呢，他们这些衣服、鞋子，因为跟随神，从来都没有穿坏过。
As long as they followed where He led, they always had clothes on their back and shoes on their feet.
只要我们跟随神的引导，我们总是有衣服穿，有鞋穿。
Do you think they were still in style 40 years later?
Oh, well, 你觉得40年之后他们的衣服还合适那个当时的设计吗?
Now, right, the ladies, that might be the problem, right?
当时的流行吗?
It's like, not that they wore out, it's like, these aren't what everybody's wearing right now, right?
对他们没有问题，因为大家的鞋都没有穿坏，所以总是在流行之间。
Deuteronomy 7:15.
在生命记第七章十五节。
Again, the Lord, I will take away from you all sickness, and none of the evil diseases of Egypt which you knew will be put upon you.
我不会将任何加在埃及人身上痛苦的疾病加在你们的身上。
For 40 years, their clothes and shoes didn't wear out.
说40年之久，你们的衣服鞋子都没有穿坏。
For 40 years, the diseases of Egypt did not rest upon them.
40年之久，埃及人所有痛苦的疾病都没有临到以色列人。
Psalm 78:52.
在诗篇72篇。
But he led his own people like a flock of sheep, guiding them.Safely through the wilderness.
他领他自己的百姓如羊，在旷野引他们如羊群。
So 40 years, their clothes and shoes didn't wear out. The God's health of, and blessing of healing rested upon them.
40年之久，身衣服没有穿破，鞋没有穿坏，而也没有生病。
As long as they followed His direction, they had safety. Amen.
只要他们跟随他的引导，他们都是安全的。
We know that the Lord sent a cloud to lead them by day and fire by night.
我们知道在日间神在云柱中领他们，在夜间在火柱中光照他们。
That pillar of fire made a light so they could safely see where to go.
夜间的火柱能够光照他们道路，可以知道如何往前。
And during the day, it provided a canopy that brought them shade and kept the sun off them.
白天有云柱遮盖他们，让他们不受烤晒。
And then at the very end of this chapter, it reminds us.
在这一章的末了提醒了我们。
Exodus 16:35.
在出埃及记十六章三十五节。
And the children of Israel ate manna.
以色列人吃玛拿。
40 years.
共四十年。
Until they came to the, and inhabited the land, they ate manna until they came to the border of the land of Canaan.
直到进了有人居住之地，就是迦南的境界。
40 years as they went through the wilderness.
四十年之久在旷野的里面。
God provided for their food, their clothing.
谁给他们食物，给他们衣物。
Their shoes.
给他们鞋子。
They had the best health insurance anybody had ever seen.
他们有最好的健康保险。
All these provisions.
所有的预备。
He kept them safe. He showed them where to go and where not to go.
他保守他们十分的安全，告诉他们哪里可去，哪里不能去。神把他们所有的需要都预备好了。
But still, they found a way to complain about it.
但是他们总是有办法找到可以埋怨的事情。
Yeah, 40 years later, they probably weren't in style anymore, right?
对，四十年之后，我的衣服已经不流行了。
And eating the same thing for 40 years.
你知道吃同样的东西四十年之久。
Could you handle that, Raymond? Same, yeah.
Raymond,
if anybody could, it probably would be my friend Raymond. He used to eat pasta every day for I don't know how many years.
Raymond 曾经啊吃了一辈子的那个 pasta, 所以他应该可以 handle 这样的事情。
But do you see where? Now you're already starting to see where the problem of discontentment comes in.
现在你看出来吗？我们的不知足是从哪里来的？
It's not that God is unfaithful.
不是说我们的神不信实。
It's not that God doesn't care for you.
也不是说神不在乎我们。
Provide for you.
不为我们预备。
It just doesn't always come the way that we hope or expect it to.
只是他的预备，神的预备常常不是按照我们所期望的来到。
Amen.
Amen.
And this is what reveals the true character of our heart.
这就显出我们心是到底怎么样的。
What is, where do we draw our contentment from?
我们的满足到底是在哪里？
You know, some people keep themselves pretty content.
有些人是很知足的。
As long as the money is going in, they can always have new clothes, they can always drive a new car, and they're always eating at good restaurants.
只要他们有足够的钱进来，能够让他们开好的车，吃好的食物，买他们喜欢的东西，我们都希望这样，不是吗？
But life's good because you're doing, you know, getting all your needs met in a variety of ways, different things, different places, all the time.
生活对你来说，我很知足，因为我有足够的金钱让我做我要做的事。
Sometimes what reveals the heart of discontentment.
有的时候我们的不知足被显出来。
It isn't only that our need isn't being met.
并不是说我的需要没得到满足。
This is God always does it the same.
只是神总是用一样的方法来供应我。总是一样的办法。
Amen.
Amen.
And this discontentment in our heart reveals that we're really drawing our satisfaction, our security from stuff.
这样的不知足显明一件事，就是我的满足是从这些看得见的事物来，而不是从神来。
You may not always have as much of the stuff as you want.
你不会总是有你要的东西。
The temporal goods of this world.
因为这世界上的事物是暂时的。
But you can have as much of God as you want.
但是呢，你若是要神，你可以有无尽的支取。
Of the Spirit of God is kind of like this unending spiritual buffet line, amen.
因为圣灵就好像那个无止境的吃到饱的那个祝福。
Go in this next room, they got to even have more in there, right? And doesn't everybody love a good buffet?
我们都喜欢去吃到饱的自助餐，不是吗？
Just more.More and more, and when we're talking about God, there is more and more and more.
当我们讲到神的供应，总是无止境的。
But are we willing to put ourselves in the position to receive the more of God's presence?
但是我们是不是把自己放在一个境地，说我愿意得着更多神的自己？
Or are we distracted by the temporal things of this world, and so we can never press into that?
还是我们的心是在寻找世界上这些暂时的事物，以至于我们并没有真的来到神面前？
You know, it says in heaven they worship night and day.
圣经上说到，在天上的敬拜是日夜在发神。
The angels worship night and day.
天使是日日夜夜的敬拜神。
And they sing always the same song.
好像他们总是唱同一首诗歌。
Holy, holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉，圣哉。
Where is that spiritual endurance, that capacity to keep pressing into God come from?
那个属灵的那个追求和等候是在哪里？
God himself is their great satisfaction.
他们以神自己为他们的满足。
It is that contentment they have in their heart with him that keeps feeding that pleasure. Amen?
是这些他们敬拜者里面，他们以神为满足，可以让这个敬拜不断的持续的进行。
Amen. So we're going to cut this short a little bit, but I want to just go over a few thoughts here and a couple more verses.
我们再看几处的经节。
So the Lord spread a cloud in front of them and protected them. Amen.
神铺张云彩当遮盖。来保护他们。
And they were well cared for 40 long years.
四十年之久，神预备他们的需要。
Much of the Israelites' complaining and lack of contentment came from the fact that God's provision came in different ways and not as they expected.
很多时候以色列人他们的抱怨不是没有神的供应，乃是神的供应没有按照他们所希望的方式来出现。
It came at a different time.
常常也没有按照他们所需要的时间。
Or at a different, it was a different kind of food.
或者他们所希望的食物。
You know, it tells us later in the 16th chapter that the Lord was very strict. In the evening, the God would bring the quail.
在16章我们就看到在 晚上神将鹌鹑送来
so they could have meat,
所以他们有肉吃
and early in the morning he would provide the manna.
早晨呢给他们玛拿
but there was just a short window of time that they had to go and harvest the manna.
但是呢去取玛拿呢只有很短暂的时间
and so each man, woman and child were apportioned, were given a certain portion amount that they could gather.
每一个男人女人和小孩都只能拿某一种定的分量
and it was always enough.
而且他们拿的总是够吃的
They always had enough.
他们总是够吃的
But you had to eat the manna that God provided.
但是你必须要吃神所预备的玛拿
Amen. And you had to go get it at the time that he prescribed.
而要按照神所预定的指定的时间去取这个玛拿
And this strikes at the heart of discontentment again.
在这里又看出来一个不满足的心
It says in Exodus 16, they go, what is this?
16章描述到他们看到玛拿的时候反应说
this,
这是什么
manna, They had never seen anything before like it.
他们从来没有见过像玛拿的食物
What if God told you, I will provide your food for the rest of your life?
如果神跟你说我会负责你这一辈子需要的食物
But it's just going to be something you've never seen before.
但是呢是你从来没见过的食物
You've never tasted before.
你从来没有吃过的食物
It's not culturally...something you're used to.
不是你文化和背景你习惯的食物。
That would cause some of us to pause. And I'm only going to deliver it at a certain time, and you have to gather it and eat it, or else it, you know, it will go bad.
这个食物呢，只能在这一天里面某一个时段来拿。你如果不按照时间来拿，它就会变坏。
Some people they want God to provide for them.
有的时候我们要求神预备
But they're so picky about the way it comes, the provision.
但是我们是挺挑剔的，必须说要在这个时候来到。
Now I'm going to get personal now, right? Okay. They're so picky how it comes.
有的时候我们太挑剔了。
I used to know a brother. It was a family. I knew this brother for a long, long time, and they were always in need.
我认识这一家的基督徒，他们总是有需要。
You know, this brother would not work for other men.
这里面这个家长这位基督徒弟兄呢，他替某人做事。
Because he wanted to be the boss.
Oh, he doesn't work for any other man?
He didn't work for any other company because he wanted to be in charge.
他不愿意替任何的公司工作，因为他要做老板。
Now, if you have a good business, that's fine.
如果你能够自己有好的生意，那没问题啊。
But this actually made his need harder.Because he didn't have what he could earn by himself doing it his way was not much.
因为他按照他自己想要做的收入实在太少了，所以他就常常有很多的需要。
But he was determined to do things his way.
但是他是下定了决心，我要按照我的意思做事。
And many times people in the local church that we attended at the time.
在那个时候我们参加的教会呢
，would recognize his need for a vehicle or furniture or something else that his kids needed.
都会注意到这个家会有需要，他们需要一辆车，需要一些家具，或他们的孩子需要某些东西。
They would rise up in compassion and offer him to provide for these needs.
很多时候弟兄姊妹都有怜悯的心，就帮助他们的家。
And time again, I saw this individual.
然后不断的我发现在这个人身上。
Turn the free gifts of God's provision away.
会把这些弟兄姊妹慷慨的赠与推走。
Because it wasn't the specific brand.That he thought was best.
因为他们的赠与呢，不是他想要的某某牌子的。
For one reason or another, if it wasn't just to his suiting, the way he believed was best.
很多时候，因为不是他认为是最好的东西，最合适的东西。
He couldn't even receive the provision of God.
不然的话呢，他是可以从神得供应的，但是他却把他们拒绝了。
Sometimes God makes a way, a provision for our lives.
很多时候神为我们预备了。
To take care of a need or a bill or some other thing.
照顾到我们的需要，无论是付一个账单或是其他的事。
But when it doesn't come according to our own preferences.
但是若是这样的预备不是按照我所喜欢的方式出现。
We can reject it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
有时候我们会拒绝接受。
Amen.
你们知道我的意思吗？
Have you ever seen somebody that had a problem? You know, sometimes you recognize, well, God chose this for me.
有的时候你会认得说，哦，这是神的预备。
It's so obvious. It's such a good, wonderful gift of provision.
这太明显了，这是神美好的预备。
That God provided this.
神为我预备的。
And so, you know, you need to humble yourself sometimes and go, well, I guess I didn't need it this way.
那时候你就要谦卑下来说，哦，也许我这个需要的供应不是按照我自己想的方式。
And you become flexible and accept it another way.
然后你就说，嗯，那我就接受神的预备，虽然不是照我所期许。
My own experience says with me and Lucretia,
我自己和我姊妹还有我的家庭的经历。
There are times I remember when we first got married.
我记得我们刚结婚的时候。
God wonderfully provided this house for us to move in.
神为我们预备了一个房子，我们可以住在里面。
And we didn't have any furniture for it.
在里面没有，我们没有任何家具。
And so people came and volunteered. They drove their truck up and wanted to give us a bunch of furniture from this house.
很弟兄姊妹很好，就开了一个卡车来把他们觉得好的家具给了我们。
You know, and so I've always been a carpenter through my earlier years.
在我早期呢，我是以木匠为业。
And so I've never been a fan of particle board.
所以呢，我从来就不喜欢 particle
board.
你知道那是什么吗
？Very cheap. What would you call it? Just synthetic wood. It imitates wood.
就是那种合成木，而不是真的实心的木头。
But these one friends of ours from church were going to give us all this furniture. It was all made out of particle board.
我一个教会一个弟兄呢，又要把给我们这么一大套的家具，全部都是合成木头。
And I stumbled a little bit when the truck drove up.
我当时差点看到这些东西来，我差点摔了一跤。
And not only was it particle board, but a lot of the finish was wore off the top.
不仅它是合成。而且很多的那个表面都已经磨损
it was pretty rough.
是情况不是太好的家具
But you know what? It was furniture and we had no furniture
但是你知道吗这是家具而我们什么家具都没有
So me and Lucretia I remember more me than Lucretia
我就记得我和我的姊妹其实主要是我啦
We paused and we gave thanks to God
我们犹豫了一下然后我们把赞美感谢归给神
I said thank you Lord that you have provided for the furniture that we needed
谢谢神为我们预备所需要的家具
I received this as a gift from you
我就认为这是从你来的
Amen? And so we brought it into the house and arranged the living room with this furniture
所以我们把所有家具搬到房子里然后把它摆好
and Christian was so creative she found these little things that we could cover the bad furniture with
那我的老婆非常的有智慧就找了很多的布料把一些磨损地方盖起来
But we learned to use it and not think about it at all
所以我们就能够使用这些家具不再做多想
I have found situations like this over and over in our lives
在我们的生命中我们有许多这样类似的经历
When I gave thanks and received it as from God
当我们向神寻求然后他预备我们就感谢主
It wasn't a minute till God replaced it with something wonderful、Amen?
当我们这样做的时候常常下秒钟神就把更好的带来代替他
God was testing me Do I have your heart?
神是在试验我我有没有神在我的心中
Is my presence, my relationship with you really the most important thing?
岂不是我与你的关系是世界上最重要的事吗
Or are you stumbling over this stuff?
还是呢因为一些地上的事情你就跌倒了
You know, sometimes we can be so focused on what we don't have.
很多时候我们的注意力都在我缺什么。
We can't give thanks for what we do.
而不能够把我们已有的事情讲感谢献给神。
Amen. Amen. When God, He doesn't care about stuff.
在神来说，他才不在乎这些事物。
It is what it is. It's stuff, and it'll be gone in a minute, won't it?
在神来看，这些一转眼就成空的东西。
What's most important is God have our heart.
但是最重要的是我们的心。
Amen.
神在乎的是我们的心。
And if we choose to make Him the best thing in our life,
若是我们愿意把神当作我生命中最重要的事
we actually put ourselves in a better place for Him to bless us with better stuff.
我们反而因此将自己放在一个更好的地位，能够领受更好的祝福。
The material things of this world are too important to us and drive our discontentment.
我们对这个属地的事物对太喜欢太在意了，以至于就让我们不满足。
I think God has trouble in trusting us with blessings.
当我们是这样的一个人的时候，神很难把更好的事情来交托给我们。
So they had to go get this manna, and they'd never seen the manna before.
所以每天早晨他们去要去拿这个没有看过的玛拿。
And you can only get it at a certain time.
而且你只能在一天中某个时刻去收取。
And you can only take so much.
你也只能拿。某一种分量，特定的分量。
There's all these little rules and guidelines about how you're going to receive God's provision.
好像有各样的规定，你才能够领受神的供应。
And the people that got all worked up about it.
以色列百姓又有点不太开心。
Offended by it.
好像觉得 这样是被他们被得罪了，他们就开始抱怨了。
They didn't, what it really revealed is they didn't recognize the treasure that they had at the time, that was the presence of God.
他们没有认识到一件宝贵的事，就是他们有神的同在。
One of the things that God did when he took the Israelites out of Egypt, through the wilderness, into the promised land, he wanted to make them his dwelling place.
有一件非常重要的事，神将他的百姓从埃及经过旷野带进应许之地。
God wanted his very own people.
就是神要与他们同在，他要住在他们中间。
And this kind of makes sense of why sometimes we get tested about this silly stuff.
所以呢，这就让我们知道为什么有的时候我们在很多很愚蠢的事上被试验。
Did you remember? I want you to be my people.
好，叫我们想起来说，记得吗？我们是神的百姓。
I just want to dwell among you.
神所要的就是住在我们的生命里。
Am I enough?
难道我不够吗？有我不够吗？
You know, they skipped a meal and all of a sudden, oh, I wish we were dead.
只是一餐没吃，就在那里抱怨说，哎呀，我不如死了。
Oh, the meat pots back in Egypt, take us back.
哦，带我回到埃及奴隶之地，吃坐在肉锅旁吧。
It was obvious. This complaining was revealing was obvious.They didn't recognize the gift of God's presence.
这样的抱怨很明显的显出他们光景是他们不明白神最好的恩赐就是他自己。
They had everything they needed and couldn't see it.
他们所有的需要都得了供应，但是他们却看不见。
And we see the record. Everything was provided for.
你在出埃及记看见很清楚的记录。
Clothes, shoes, health, guidance, direction, water.
所有的事情都预备好了，衣服、鞋子、食物、水、引导每一件事。
But it didn't always come the way they expected it to.
只是呢，也许都不是总是按照他们所期望的方式出现。
Is your own expectation
你自己的期望
creating a stumbling block for yourself
是不是成为你的一个绊脚石
Amen? Where you can't really fully appreciate what God has already provided.
以至于你不能完全的感激或欣赏神给你的供应
Amen? Interesting, isn't it? This story about the Israelites.Discontentment is rooted in setting our attention on earthly or carnal fleshly circumstances more than we put our attention on the blessings of God.
我们为什么有不满呢？是因为很多时候我们的注意力都是在这个会损坏的事物里，而不是在神身上。
Are you struggling with complaining right now?
你现在是不是在为着不要抱怨而挣扎？
Husbands, ask your wife.
做老公的，问你老婆。
Wives ask your husband.
做老婆的问你的老公。
Maybe parents ask your kids.
做父母的问你的儿女。
Amen. Those that live around us, they know, right? And I believe what it's revealing is if we're struggling with this, it's because we're focusing on the wrong stuff.
我相信如果我们检查我们的心，我们若在抱怨什么，那是因为我们的注意力放在不对的地方。
We're focusing more on the material things of this world than we are on the Lord.
因为我们的注意力是在这个属地的物质的暂时的事而不是在神的身上
In a very real way worship cures discontentment
常常非常真实的一个经历就是我们的敬拜会医治所有的不满
Setting your eyes on the things above
因为敬拜的时候我们的眼目是在天上
Rather than focusing on the things below
是朝着天而去而不是向着地上的事物
So I encourage each of us where we are tempted to be discontent and complain and grumble and be upsetJust try to let go of all that stuff and give thanks for what you do have.
所以我鼓励你，当你好像要抱怨、要不满的时候，你就把你的眼目转向神，来把感恩献上。
We remind each other of this fact a lot, around our house, and that is you can't worship.And complain at the same time.
在我的家中，我们常常彼此提醒，
Can you do
你不能一面抱怨又一面敬拜的。
Holy, holy. Oh, I don't like this. Holy, holy.
圣哉，圣哉。哦，我真不喜欢这个事情。
You can't do it, can you?
我们不可能这样子生活的。
He's either holy or worthy, or you gotta go to that other place. God help us.
只可能你是圣哉，圣哉，圣哉，值得称颂的。你不可能在那里一面抱怨一面来敬拜。
Is this helpful?
这样的分享对你们有帮助吗？
You know, young people,
特别是年轻的人，
you're so eager and hungry to discover new things and
我们饥渴的要发现新的事物，
experience new things,
经历新的事物，来探索新的事物。
You have all these options open to you.
好像你面前有这么多的选择。
We really do need help not to get hung up on the little stuff.
我们非常要知道，要需要得到帮助，不要被这些事给卡住了。
A couple verses here, Philippians 4:12-13, and then we'll finish this up.
最后一点的经节，腓立比书。
Look what Paul says.
看保罗怎么说的。
This is a man that went through a lot of hard circumstances.
我们知道保罗经过许多艰难的环境。
But he reveals something that there is this secret of how to be content.
他在他的教导里面来向我们分享如何在所有的环境中知足。
He says, I know how to be abased.
他知道我如何处，我，他说我知道如何处卑贱。
And I know how to abound.
知道如何处丰富。
Amen.
阿门吗？
One thing I've discovered is when you really learn how to be content with not so good stuff,
当你学会在不怎么好的环境中仍然知足，
you're not overly impressed by the really fancy good stuff.
你就不会被那个非常的新鲜或者非常丰富的事情所吸引。
It might seem otherwise to you, but that's what my experience is when I really go, hey, this is okay.
这是我的经验。很多时候在比较差的环境里，我觉得哦，这很好。
That stuff doesn't matter. And then all of a sudden you'll find yourself in some really nice place and God providing for you wonderfully, and you go, praise God, but it's not that big of a difference to your heart.
当你在比较差的环境里面，你能够因神而知足而感恩，当神给你很丰富预备的时候，你的心也不会因为这些丰富而摇动。
So Paul says, I know how to be abased, and I know how to abound.
所以保罗说，我知道怎么样处缺乏，怎样处丰富。
Everywhere and in all things, I have learned both to be full and to be hungry.
因为我随时随在都得了秘诀。
Both to abound and to suffer need.
无论是在缺乏或是在丰富的里面。
You know, he was on a mission, Paul was.
你知道保罗是在一个宣教之旅。
And it didn't matter about his circumstances, he was still on mission.
不管他遇到什么环境，他都一直继续往前。
He was still God's man, bringing God's kingdom.
他实在是神国度的百姓，而且带人进入他的国度。
And the circumstances didn't distract him to keep him from what God had called him to do.
他所遇到任何环境都不能终止他的脚步。
So he knows how to be full, how to be hungry, both abound and to suffer need. Then there's Philippians 4:13 that is not usually preached in context with this previous verse.
然后在腓立比书四章十四节常常不是按照这一段经文来。
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
他说靠着那加给我力量的，我凡事都能做。
The context is very, very important about this verse.
所以这个前后文是很重要的。
You know, we pull that verse out and use it in many different ways, as we should.
我们常常引用这个十四节，不是吗？靠着那加给我力量的。
But the specific context that Paul is using it here, I can do anything that God calls me to do through Jesus Christ, is directly talking about going without, having less, being going through hard situations.
在这里如果前后文接起来很知道清楚的知道、
Amen?
保罗的意思就是说不管我是在丰富还是贫穷饥饿还是满足无论是什么样特别是艰难环境里面我都能知足。
Amen. How can he say I know how to be full or how to go hungry?
他怎么能说我知道怎么得丰富怎么样得在饥饿里？是因为我在基督里。
Amen.
借着基督我都能满足。
Who else would teach us how to suffer loss but Jesus?
谁能够让我们知道如何经过苦难。
But the Savior of the whole world who laid aside the treasures and glories of heaven to come in the form of a man and live and suffer under the worst circumstances.
除了耶稣以外谁能够教我们如何在困难中得满足就是那位从天到地上来的那一位。
Jesus wants to give us some of that grace, amen?
同样的他经过了他要把这样的恩惠赐给我们。
Certainly Christ could say that I know how to abound and how to be abased.
用我们的基督 绰绰有余能说这样的话，我知道怎样处丰富，怎样处贫穷。我知道如何坐在天上的宝座，也知道如何挂在十字架上。
Wow.
Wow.
That grace, God wants to give it to us.
这样的知足的恩典，神要赐给我们，借着耶稣。
It is a part of the crucified life, amen.
这是那个钉十字架的生命的一部分，不是吗？
When Jesus is our all sufficiency, when He is our all in all, when we are content with such things as we have, knowing that He will never leave us nor forsake us, the other stuff doesn't make such a big mark on our lives.
当耶稣对我们来说是一切的时候，我们就因他而知足，就不会因为任何的环境而不满。
When I give myself to complaining, it shows that I have forgot that truth.
当我开始抱怨的时候，就表示说我忘了这个重要的真实。
I'm forgetful and unmindful of the fact that He is enough.
我是健忘的，以至于我常常忘记说有他就够了。
Amen. So I just want to encourage all of us. All of us need this, don't we? Amen.
我们所有的人都需要被提醒，都需要知道这件事。
Am I the only one that struggles with this?
还是我是唯一在这为这样的事情挣扎的？
Wave at me if you get challenged by this truth. You get challenged by this, brother?
举起手来，若是你有这样的挑战，你有这样的难处。
I could raise both hands like my sister was right there. That's me. Amen.
Amen 吗？
Let's just ask the Lord to help us, amen?
让我们求神帮助我们。
This is actually a message about worship.
这是关乎敬拜的信息。
When I'm really walking in worship,
若是我真的活在敬拜的实际里，
I don't sweat the small stuff so much,
我不会为那些小事而害怕或是叫慌张。
I don't get real nitpicky about how God's provision has to come.
我也不会在那里抱怨。
Amen?
Amen 吗？
Well, that's not the right color.
哦，这个颜色不对。
Well, that's not a good brand.
这牌子不对。
Amen.
Amen.
That's made out of particle wood. Amen. Let the Lord provide in the way that the Lord wants to. Amen.
我们让神按照他的旨意为我们预备。
Amen. All right. Well, the worship team, if you will, let's just finish this with worship. Amen.
让我们以敬拜来做我们聚会的结束。
We got a little bit of time here, and we just want to worship.
我们还有点时间，我们愿在这里敬拜他。Amen.
And what I call you to is just to be a worshiper and not a complainer.
我要向你们发出的邀请就是说，我们愿成为一个敬拜的人，而不是一个抱怨的人。
To use the words of our mouth to give God the glory.
用我们嘴唇的果子将荣耀归给父神。
And not to complain. Amen.
而不是抱怨。
Can we just take a moment to bow our hearts and ask God to forgive us for where we have?
我们用这段时间安静我们的心，伏在他的面前，求主赦免我们所有的抱怨。
Amen.
Amen.
Lord, we do ask you just to teach us how to be content with you.
主啊，教导我们怎样以你为满足。
God, as Hebrews reminds us, it doesn't matter what we have or what we don't have because we have you.
不在乎我们有什么，没有什么，因为我们有你。
God, you're good. We don't ever have to fear you not providing.
因为你是这样美好的神，我们不用担心你不供应我们的需要。
You have always provided everything we need, Lord.
因为你总是供应我们的需要。
Forgive us for being anxious and stressing and complaining over the void that seems to be in our life.
求你赦免我们常常为着这些虚空的事情或者我们的需要而抱怨。
Amen. Amen.So I just say, you guys, as we begin to worship here, I encourage you the next time you feel like you have less than you need.
在座的各位，我鼓励你们，以后你任何时候觉得你有需要，
use that as a reminder, this is a time to worship. Amen?
让这个需要成为你的提醒，提醒你该敬拜神了。
Oh,
Amen.
So I don't have enough, I will worship.
神啊，我有需要，但是我敬拜你。
Or when it's not going the way I planned, I choose to worship.
当事情没有按照我所希望的进行，我来选择敬拜感谢。
When it seems harder than it should, I choose to worship. God, help us to do this, Lord, in Jesus' name.
父啊，帮助我们靠着耶稣基督，在我们艰难的时刻里来选择敬拜你。
Just like Paul and Silas in the midst of the prison, they worshiped, they prayed, God, they didn't give up.
就像保罗和希拉在监狱的里面，在夜半的时候能够向你发出赞美的声音。
God, we just confess we have so much, so much to learn about this.
我们承认我们还有许多需要学习。
So much to learn about this.
我们还需要学习许多的事物。
Amen. If you have a prayer in your heart, just release it and we'll agree with you.
若是你心中有一个祷告，你就把它释放出来。
Don't hold back. Just pray if you have something. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. 不要压制它，就让它释放出来。赦免我们的埋怨，赦免我们。
God, forgive us for being distracted by your good, from your goodness, forgetting about your goodness.
赦免我们忘记你一切的恩惠。
Help us, Lord. Help us.
帮助我们，主。
Help us, God.
帮助我们。
God, we thank you for our marriages. We thank you.
主，我们为着婚姻感谢你，为着我们的儿女感谢你。
Glory, we give you praise.
我们把荣耀赞美归给你。
Thank you, God, that our problems, our challenges, our difficulties, our preferences, God, are not bigger than you are.
我们感谢你为着我们的难处、我们的问题、我们自己的喜好，感谢你，因为没有一件事大过你的自己。
Amen. Amen. We'll just stand and begin to worship the Lord for a minute. We've got a few minutes here.
让我们起立，一起来敬拜神。
And if this is a real challenge right now, you know that you feel under a weight of just discontentment, that you need somebody to pray with you, to help you, I do encourage you, just come to the front and somebody would be glad to pray for you. If you just want to stay where you're at and just worship, that's good too.
你可以站在你的位置来敬拜神。若是你觉得你身上的担子甚重，你需要有同伴为你祷告，我们欢迎你到前面来，我们可以为你祷告。让我们来敬拜他。
Amen. Vicky, why don't you just pray for yourself? How good the Lord's been to you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you that I can trust in you. That's right. Amen. Amen. Thank you that I can put my life in your hands. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God, that you're not the God that disappoints. You won't disappoint. You're good. You are good. You know, and maybe I'm figuring this out as I go, okay? So, if you've been struggling with this issue, I just encourage you right from where you're standing.Just begin to praise God for what God has provided for you. Amen. In faith, you say, I'm not going to worry about all that other stuff. I give you praise, Lord.
Amen.
I will remember your goodness. I will remember your benefits. And I shall not be afraid. I shall not fear. I will not be discouraged. And I'm not going to give up. Amen.
Amen.
So just pray out where you are. Let's just have a little prayer meeting here about this. Amen.
若是你身上有个重担，或者你觉得你有需要要抱怨的事情，现在站在这里就向神发出赞美。我们来操练向神发出感谢，发出赞美。就站在你所在的处向神赞美。哈利路亚，哈利路亚，我们感谢你，你能给我们的最好的东西已经给我们了。你把天给我们这样犯罪的罪人，你把救恩给我们这样要灭亡的百姓，你还有什么更好的能给我们？你把你能给的已经给了我们，我们感谢赞美你，阿爸父，我们谢谢你将你的爱子耶稣基督给了我们，有耶稣我们就够了。赞美主，哈利路亚，赞美你，我们感谢你，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美耶稣，赞美你，哈利路亚，赞美主，开我们的眼睛，看见我们所得的何等的美好，赞美你，哈利路亚，我的心儿要称颂我们的主，不可忘记他一切的恩惠，赞美我们的主，赦免我们的抱怨，赦免我们没有看见这个恩惠，早晨我要告诉我的心啊，赞美我的父，赞美我的子，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美耶稣，哈利路亚，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，赞美主，哈利路亚， You are worthy， 哈利路亚，赞美主，
阿门。
Yes。
We will not receive that. We will not give life.
是的。
Complaining about it in Jesus' name. You are faithful, God. You are good. You are good. You are our Father. You are our Father, God. That you have not left us without a Father, God, without a provider, without someone who cares for us.
赞美主。 younger love me, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. Yes, you are wonderful, Lord. Hallelujah. 赞美你。你要说我要敬拜神，就要敬拜赞美他，哈利路亚。阿门，阿门，哈利路亚，赞美主。有需要需要代祷的，若是你的身体有需要得着医治的，你可以举起你的手来。好，让基督的身体在这里为你按手祷告。愿旁边的肢体为刚才举手的姐妹们祷告。阿门。还有没有？在这里有一位，在那里有一位。就是一个简单的祷告，我们一同同心合意的来祷告。神应许凭着信心为得病的人祷告，我们就得医治。 就凭着信心来回应主。